The question was asked to summarize the halachot of human feces with regard to when can one see human feces, the cleanliness of a place where one can make a blessing or a prayer. The Torah says that when we go to war, when you go with a camp to war against your enemy, watch yourself from anything that's bad, because Hashem walks in your camps, and if He sees something bad, something disgraceful, He will leave your camps. So, your camps have to remain holy. And God does not want to see something disgraceful about you. And so, when you go to the bathroom, so every soldier has to have a shovel with their weapons, and when they should have a set place where people go to the bathroom and they dig and they cover up their excrement. You will cover up what comes out of you. A person is supposed to cover up his feces. So Chazal tell us machanecha is a person's dalet amos. Person's camp is the 4 footsteps that surround him. And when there is feces within 4 footsteps surrounding a person, so then one cannot make a blessing or say anything of holiness, because we say that his camp, his dalet amos, his camp is defiled. So whenever there is feces within one's dalet amos, one cannot say anything holy. But the Torah says that there is a prohibition also of the feces being in sight. So the second, within one's view, within one's range of vision, one sees human feces, one would not be able to make a blessing unless those feces are covered. Meaning, let's say, like our example that we discussed earlier in a catheter, you could see the human feces, but it's all covered up, it's in a tube. So then, even though it's there, but it's covered, the Torah requires that the feces be covered. So once the feces are covered, even if they're covered by plastic, and you could see through it, you could see the feces, but they're covered, so then that's okay. So let's say one is walking, one is standing at the bus stop, and one doesn't want to move from the bus stop. He's the only one there. If he walks away from the bus stop, he might miss his bus. But he wants to take a drink. He's standing in the heat, and he sees there's some human feces there on the floor. So let's say it's in a pit, and he could cover it with his shoe, so he could stand over the feces he's covering with his shoe and make a blessing. Now, if the human feces are stuck to the shoe, then he can't make a blessing. This is human feces. But if they're not stuck to the shoe, they're just in a little hole, and now it's covered, his foot is covering the hole, so that's okay. Provided that he doesn't smell it. If one can smell it, then we run into a problem. That's the problem with diapers. A child fills a diaper, and he's in the room with other people, and you could smell the dirty diaper. So then it's questionable whether one could really make any blessings. On the one hand, it's covered up. On the other hand, you could smell it. So technically, we say feces that are not covered, one must distance oneself from the feces so that one cannot see it. So then it's enough that you turn around. And one must be 4 footsteps away from where the smell ends. So let's say a child is in the middle of being toilet trained. Part of toilet training the kid is that you take off the diaper. And then the child has an accident, and you have some human feces in your living room. Now you just finished the meal and you want a bench. You want to run out and make it to mincha. So you have to distance yourself a minimum of 4 footsteps away from where the smell ends and out of sight, meaning it can't be within your sight range. The question is, what about when the feces are covered? Then how do we approach the smell? Meaning when the feces are in a diaper, so they're really covered up. So then, what do we say about the smell? So lechatchila, what we say is also, it has to be out of your range. You have to be 4 footsteps out of where the smell ends in order to make a blessing or learn Torah. But that, there's room for a discussion. Let's say a person benched already, so we wouldn't make him go back. If a person benched and the child had an accident and there's actual feces that's uncovered, so we say, you know, you're in the middle of toilet training your child, you should have checked before you made a blessing. So you have to go back and say the blessing again. You have to say Shemoneh Esrei again, whatever it was that was said. But if it's a question of a diaper, where technically it was covered, it's just an issue of the smell when it was covered, so then, if need be, we would have room to be a little bit more lenient. Clear? Yeah?
What about the situation where the feces is in the diaper, but you don't smell it?
So if the feces is in the diaper and there is no smell, so then there's no problem. That's called soa mechusa. The problem is that very often, if you go close to the baby, you could smell it. So then we say you have to distance yourself 4 footsteps from where the smell ends. If when you're close to it, you can smell it. If there's no smell whatsoever, so then we say that's feces, that's covered. And then you could stand right there and make a blessing because it's covered. But once the smell comes out, so we say you should distance yourself 4 footsteps from where the smell ends. Now this is a discussion about feces. If a person passes ear and there's a bad smell, so then you're not allowed to pray or make a blessing, but you are allowed to learn Torah even right there, even if one's own chavrusa. The person who passed ear himself can't learn Torah. The person who is the source of the bad smell, he may not learn Torah until the bad smell passes, or if he goes somewhere else and learns Torah. But everyone else is allowed to continue learning Torah. Our sages were more lenient with regard to this because it's not biblical. And if you're in a base medrash, what are you going to do? Now, the problem is if you're davening. So really, if you're davening shachris or any prayer, no one's allowed to pass air when they're standing in prayer. And people don't know this halacha. You're not allowed to pass air when you're wearing tefillin. A person should take off his tefillin if he has stomach problems, let him go to the bathroom or do whatever he has to do, but not with tefillin on. It's so serious that we would say if a person can't contain himself, he shouldn't don tefillin that day. Or he should just don them for two minutes when he could contain himself and say Shema. But people don't know that. So sometimes you could be standing in Shachris and there's a bad smell, and then you can't continue your Shachris. You're stuck. You could be standing in the Moshe Rabbeinu Esrei. You can't continue. You got a problem until the bad smell passes. Now, if this guy has serious stomach trouble, you have a problem. I had a friend who used to like davening next to me, and this guy, Shabbos morning, he couldn't daven next to him. I knew that if I got caught up with Shemona Esrei and he was next to me, I'd have to stand in my Shemona Esrei for an hour until I could finally finish my Shemona Esrei. What could I do? I'd look where he was and position myself in davening to be distant from him. What could I do? The poor guy had stomach trouble. He has to ask Israel what he could do. But the guy, on a permanent basis, he couldn't daven next to him. But that's not halacha. The second there's a bad smell, everyone else cannot continue their prayer. Okay.